The Ambassadors by Henry James. Narrated by Stephen Hoy. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Volume 1. Preface. Nothing is more easy than to state the subject of The Ambassadors, which first appeared in 12 numbers of the North American Review, 1903, and was published as a whole the same year. The situation involved is gathered up betimes, that is, in the second chapter of Book 5th, for the reader's benefit, into as few words as possible, planted or sunk stiffly and saliently in the center of the current, almost perhaps to the obstruction of traffic. Never can a composition of this sort have sprung straighter from a dropped grain of suggestion, and never can that grain, developed, overgrown, and smothered, have yet lurked more in the mass as an independent particle. The whole case, in fine, is in Lambert Strether's irrepressible outbreak to Little Billum on the Sunday afternoon in Gloriani's garden, the candor with which he yields, for his young friend's enlightenment, to the charming admonition of that crisis. The idea of the tale resides indeed in the very fact that an hour of such unprecedented ease should have been felt by him as a crisis, and he is at pains to express it for us as neatly as we could desire. The remarks to which he thus gives utterance contain the essence of The Ambassadors. His fingers close, before he has done, round the stem of the full-blown flower, which, after that fashion, he continues officiously to present to us. Live all you can. It's a mistake not to. It doesn't so much matter what you do in particular, so long as you have your life. If you haven't had that, what have you had? I'm too old. Too old, at any rate, for what I see. What one loses, make no mistake about that. Still, we have the illusion of freedom. Therefore, don't, like me, today, be without the memory of that illusion. I was either, at the right time, too stupid or too intelligent to have it, and now I'm a case of reaction against the mistake. Do what you like so long as you don't make it, for it was a mistake. Live. Live. Such is the gist of Strether's appeal to the impressed youth whom he likes and whom he desires to befriend. The word mistake occurs several times, it will be seen, in the course of his remarks, which gives the measure of the signal warning he feels attached to his case. He has a
sample complete. Ready to continue?